Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a heatwave rewind moment in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes. Think of it like a short, dramatic pullback right before the drop, where the track feels like it's being sucked backward for a second, and then it slams forward again with way more impact. The key idea here is simple, but the balance is everything. We want three things working together: a rewind-style transition, crisp transients so the drums still punch through, and dusty mid so the whole thing feels worn in, smoky, and alive instead of clean and polished. In DNB, the transition before the drop is huge. If you get it right, the drop feels twice as hard because the listener has been teased, stretched, and briefly denied. So the first thing to do is choose the exact moment in the arrangement. Don't just throw a rewind anywhere. Put it where the track already has momentum, usually the last bar or two before the drop, or right before a switch-up. Loop that section and listen for the last big snare, the last bass note, the last stab, the final thing the listener expects to continue. That's the thing you're going to pull back. The rewind works best when it interrupts something that already has pressure behind it. Now create a dedicated FX track or return track, so this moment stays under control. On that lane, start with utility, then auto filter, then saturator, echo or delay, and if you want more grime, add redux or vinyl distortion. Reverb can go at the end if you need a tail. Keep in mind, this lane is for motion and character, not for wrecking your whole mix. In DNB, FX should feel surgical. The best rewind source is usually not some random FX sample. It's your own material. Resample a short slice of the drums or bass from the track itself, maybe a snare hit, a break stab, a vocal chop, a restab, or a rimshot fill. Then reverse it. That instantly makes the rewind feel like it belongs to the tune. It's got the same DNA, same rhythm language, same sonic identity. That matters a lot in jungle and old school DNB, because the groove itself is part of the hook. Once you've got the reversed source, shape the transient so it still hits. This is the big trick. The effect can get hazy, but the listener still needs a clear attack point. If the transition becomes one big blur, it loses impact. So use drum bus lightly, or use envelope shaping inside simpler if you're slicing the sound. Keep the attack snappy. You can add some drive, a little transient enhancement, and just enough grit to make it feel excited. The goal is hit, then suck back, not wash everything out. Now let's add the dusty mids. This is where the rewind starts sounding like old tape, a battered sampler, or a worn vinyl moment. Use saturator for warmth and bite, overdrive if you want more mid push, redux for sample rate texture, and vinyl distortion if you want that old record character. Keep the low end out of this chain. High pass the FX with EQ8 so the sub stays clean and the kick remains in charge. You can also dip a little harshness in the upper mids if it gets too sharp. We want dusty, not painful. Here's a useful mindset shift. Think impact first, effect second. The rewind should never be the star of the show on its own. It's there to make the next hit feel bigger. So the hierarchy matters. First, the transient. Then, the movement. Then, the atmosphere. If the atmosphere is too strong, the punch disappears. If the movement is too busy, the groove gets messy. Keep that order in mind while you build. Now we move into the modulation framework, and this is what makes the technique reusable. Instead of just making one weird FX moment, we're building a system you can repeat across transitions. Automate the auto filter cutoff so it sweeps down as the rewind happens. Bring echo feedback up briefly, then cut it hard. Push saturator drive a little more at the tension peak. Open or close utility width as needed, usually narrowing toward mono as the moment collapses. If you want, map those core controls to macros so you can perform the transition quickly and refine it later. A really effective shape is this. The filter opens slightly as the section builds, reverb rises a bit, then at the last moment you pull everything back. You can spike delay feedback on the final beat, then kill it. You can narrow the stereo image as the rewind falls inward, and right before the drop, leave a tiny hole, maybe the last 1/16 or 1/8 note, where the FX gets muted or almost muted. That tiny bit of silence can feel harder than a long wash. It creates negative groove. The drop lands into space, and that makes the impact feel violent. Next, layer the rewind with crisp drum transients. This is where the transition becomes believable in a real DNB arrangement. Put a chopped break, a snare roll, a flam, a ghost note fill, or a tiny kick pickup under the rewind. The drums are still the anchor. If needed, sidechain the FX lane lightly so the transients stay readable. Even just a couple dB of gain reduction can help the tail get out of the way while the drum hit comes through. And here's a great check, the snare truth test. If you can't clearly feel the snare anymore after the FX is added, the effect is probably too heavy. Stereo and low-end discipline matter a lot here. Rewind FX can destroy a DNB mix if they spread too wide or carry too much low-end. Keep the FX mono safe, or at least centered enough that the kick and sub still own the floor. Utility is your friend here. Reduce width if it gets too smeared. High pass aggressively. Move the energy into the mids and highs, not the bass region. The bass and kick are sacred in DNB. Protect them. Now automate the drop reveal. This is the payoff. Right before the first downbeat, cut the reverb down, snap the echo feedback off, open the filter fully, and bring the width back if needed. The first kick and snare after the rewind should feel dry, direct, and undeniable. If you want a more old-school feel, leave a tiny gap before the drop. If you want a darker, modern rollers feel, let the rewind collapse straight into a tight impact and then let the bass re-enter with a new phrase. Either way, the recovery has to be clean. A strong arrangement trick is to let the rewind lead into one clean impact, then one snare or drop hit, and then the bass line comes back with a different rhythm or note shape. That makes the moment feel like a reset, not just a random effect. In jungle and old school DNB, that sense of phrase change is part of the energy. Once the sound feels right, commit it to audio. Resample the whole FX moment. This makes it easier to tighten the timing, add tiny fades, and choose the best version. In fact, printing multiple passes is a smart move. Make a dry-ish version, a dusty version, and a more dramatic version. Then decide which one works best in the full mix. Something that sounds amazing in solo may not be the strongest choice once the whole arrangement is playing. A few quick pro moves while you're working. Use a break slice as the source for extra jungle credibility. Layer a low tom or rim shot underneath for tribal weight. Add a tiny pitch dip if you want a classic tape stop feel, but keep it subtle so it doesn't turn into a gimmick. Try a very short echo with high feedback only on the final beat, then kill it. That can create a tense little tail that feels like the room is folding in on itself. And if you want extra physical texture, tuck in a very quiet bit of hiss or crackle so the rewind feels like an actual piece of worn hardware. If you want to go further, try advanced variations. Reverse the reverse, meaning bounce a short FX phrase, reverse it, then chop just the front edge and layer it underneath. That creates a more unstable, broken memory kind of motion. Or try a two-speed rewind, where one layer falls back fast while another lags behind with a slower filter or delay sweep. That mismatch can make the moment feel more human and less perfect. You can also create a pitch lock transition hit by automating pitch down only on a small percussion stab or bass note on the last beat, which gives it that classic sampler vibe, without affecting the whole mix. For practice, build three versions of the same rewind moment. One version should be jungle dusty, with a chopped break, mid-range grime, and a short tail. One version should be clean punch, with minimal distortion and a strong transient. The third should be the dark roller version, with a re-stab or bass fragment, controlled stereo, and a tighter groove-friendly feel. Automate the filter, automate the echo, print each one, and test them before the drop. Then pick the version that keeps the most tension without muddying the drums. The big takeaway here is this. A great rewind moment is not just an effect, it's arrangement design. It answers the phrase before it, it protects the transient, it keeps the mids dusty and alive, and it leaves the sub and kick untouched so the drop can land hard. Build it from your own musical material, keep it short. Automate it with intent, and commit it to audio once it works. That's how you get that heatwave rewind energy, with crisp transients and dusty mids in Ableton Live 12. Alright, let's go build one that knocks.